Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauleys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's August 29th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 8th, 2003.
An interesting question for today from Gibby is, Nazarene. In 1954, a London taxi driver named George King had contact first with a disembodied voice, then with a supposed Martian named Maz from Sector 6, then with a Venusian supposedly named Jesus Christ. Is this true?
I don't think I would have wanted to have ridden in that taxi, Allura. I believe there may have been a lot of strange smoke in it or a bottle hidden under the seat because this guy was out of it. I mean, he was way, way out of it. For the main thing, there aren't any Martians. For the second thing, there aren't any Venetians. So how could there be a Venetian named Jesus Christ? No, this guy was just making up anything that he could make up that he thought that people were going to pay for. And that's all there is to it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and anybody that's got any common sense would know that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have no common sense whatsoever, and they will believe anything that comes along, and anybody that believes I'm a Venetian has really stretch their imagination beyond the limit, and the rubber band has broke, if you know what I mean. I mean, they've got something flapping around in there that isn't connected anymore. It is really, really difficult sometimes when we are trying to tell people the truth, and there is all this absolute nonsense out there, yet people will believe the nonsense. They'll grab right a hold of it and believe it before they will believe the truth. You wonder why. You really wonder why.
Good answer, Nazarene. I never thought I'd hear you say those things.
I'm just in a mood, Allura. That's all.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back. God, people are saying that what your son described in the last episode couldn't happen, that if an asteroid got that deep in the Earth's atmosphere, it would explode. What do you say to this?
In some cases, Allura, what they are saying is true, especially in the case of comets, which aren't asteroids. But it all depends on what the object is made out of. Some asteroids are made of materials so dense that they could pass through the Earth's atmosphere several times, and it would do virtually nothing to them except heat them up, and then after they go back in space, they'd cool off again. There are materials out there, Allura, that are so different from what's on Earth that people just don't understand that these things can happen. As my son said, if these things had stayed in a little bit bigger pieces when they struck the ocean, it would have caused havoc. But they broke up into such small pieces that it caused very little damage. These things happen all the time, Allura. Objects from space pass through the Earth's atmosphere constantly, and they survive because of what they're made out of. Yes, some of them would explode, but not all of them.
Gee, God, if these things are so dense, they must be related to Demetrius.
Yes, Allura. Many among Demetrius's people say he is related to fusium, which is one of the most dense substances in the universe. These things could be related to him.
We'll be back again.
Mm-hmm.